The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Experience lightning fast speeds and Sky's best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
And a very good morning, everyone. It's Oliver Callan here, minding the shop until P.T. Barnum returns next Monday. So I'll be providing the guff and the stuff until 10 o'clock this morning, and you can do the rest on text at 51551 and on email ryan@rte.ie on this grand, it's just a grand Wednesday morning over most of the country, but little curlicues of showers in North Kerry and South Tipperary, and but it's good to brighten up in some parts in the afternoon. Now, there's loads and loads about cyber warfare, hacking, data, surveillance, capitalism and all that stuff in the news at late. So if you're into that and you'd like a bit of Jason Bourne with a dash of John le Carré, then we'll be chatting to an author whose book is the perfect recipe. Ed O'Loughlin's novel, This Eden. And he's created, by the way, an Irish female hero who's very unusual. I kind of think if one of the Aisling's joined MI6 and then you're halfway there. That's all later on, but to matters of news, often unimportant, because that's the idea. This has been overheard in Dublin in a vaccination centre in the Aviva, apparently. The nurse says, "So what hand do you write with?" The man says, "Left." "All right, I'll give you the vaccine in the right arm, so." And the man says, "But I lift pints with my right arm. Better do the left." See, that's where we're going. That's the mood the country's in right now. It's kind of, I like that one. Also, Kyo's Crisps, they have amazing news. Because their share bag, yes, it's the big bag, 125 grams. So that's about, five bags of crisps basically in one. The sales of the share bag have gone up by 30% during the pandemic. Oh, strange that in a time of no sharing that the share bag sales are doing so well. And you see the pattern here. Sales of the 125 gram bag have increased by 70% year on year. So during the pandemic, managing director of Kyo's Crisps, Tom Kyo, said a lot of people spend more time consuming luxury foods and we would be the biggest player in the premium sharing crisp market. That's a very specific one, isn't it? Very, very specific. But people are obviously they're not sharing them really, are they? You're probably like throwing in a few Maltesers on top. You're thinking ways of topping up your share bag that you're keeping to yourself and you're going, well, it's a pandemic, I can do what I like. Well, that's all now in the past, and obviously we're looking after ourselves now. I was finding the crisp market, they really market the sweet chili crisps at women, don't they? It's like pink coloured and Skips, their prawn cocktail crisps, basically sugary. They're sugary crisps. And then there's kind of men crisps. They've been crinkled cut because men, they don't mind the roof of your mouth being cut open. And then there's a huge block capitals Max written on, I think it's the Walker's one or something. Manly crisps, which they're kind of the Yorkie of crisps, not for girls. That campaign has melted away. No, that doesn't happen anymore. Now, the Duchess of Sussex, otherwise known as Meghan, has released her first children's book, and the Daily Telegraph in London, which is very, they're not exactly fans, are they? Well, they've given a stinker review to the kids' book. It's called The Bench. And the article opens, "The Duchess's first children's book is all bland parenting wisdom, in inverted commas, and no story. It's hard to imagine any child enjoying it. So this is your bench," the story begins, accompanied by a watery illustration of a man with ginger hair sitting on a bench looking adoringly into the eyes of a baby. Who could this ginger man be? This lovely dad. "Where life will begin for you and your son." And The Bench, it's published today, apparently based on a poem Meghan wrote for Harry on Father's Day. And it's all about the son learning to ride a bike, the hero who will watch on with pride is clearly Harry. And anyway, they finish by saying, "One wonders how any publisher could have thought fit to publish this grammar-defying set of badly rhyming cod homilies, let alone think any child anywhere would want to read it. But that's Planet Sussex for you, where even the business of raising a family is all about the brand." Ooh, this is part of the culture battles they're having over there. I think some university has tried to remove a picture of the Queen as well in Oxford University because they said it's too colonial for them. You know, it is a picture of the Queen. Anyway, the culture wars will continue on, and we can look with our wry glances and pretend we're all above them. Ha ha! We don't have any classism or tribalism in Ireland at all. No. Where are you from, Mayo? I'm judging you right now. Anyway, Two stories in Ireland and a bench that has got people very excited down in County in Conde Tibrodaran, because guards in Tipperary have launched a new initiative to help members of the public to get more familiar with their local Garda. It's a chatting bench. So they've basically put a bench with a Garda logo on it in Roscrea. This bench is going to move around the country and it gives people the opportunity to sit down at designated times and talk to a Garda officer, members of the force. And Gardaí say anyone who has a question for a member of an Garda Síochána can sit on the bench and have a chat. And Garda Síochán is the headline. I think that's in the Examiner. I just don't have that. I'm sorry now. The Garda Facebook page had the details of where they're going to open the bench for an hour at a time in each location. It's a nice idea. It's one that, you know, lends itself to comedy, but also at the end of it, when I settle down and get out of the comedy view of it, it's a nice idea. You sit down and talk to your local member of an Garda Síochána on Eight Bocan. You came over to the bench fairly fast, didn't you? But it's a good thing. No, it's a good thing. Stay away. You don't have to be. I don't have to be cynical about everything. Now, the Journal has a poll running on its site, and it simply asks, "Do you still have the Leaving Cert nightmare?" Because obviously the thing is starting, as you heard, Morning Ireland for 60,000 students today. And they want to know, do you still have the Leaving Cert nightmare or what equivalent exam you took? And it's either yes, but the winning one is yes, but not that often. Over 40% of people, which includes myself, have the Leaving Cert nightmare, but not very often, where you're kind of, you're in your pyjamas or something. You've had an exam. You can't read anything that's on the page. Or it's usually maths for me, because that's the horror. When I eat too much cheese, out comes Leaving Cert of 1999. But 40%, I was quite surprised, said no. So those people are completely satisfied with their lives and totally fulfilled, and they don't have any memories of thought either at all of the Leaving Cert. It's like I'm sitting the Leaving Cert right now. I can barely string sentences together. But yes, a question for you at home, everyone in the back of the class, what is the Leaving Cert Oscailge? Right? Leaving Cert Oscailge. Put that in your mind now and learn it off. Here's an alternative look at it. An Irish drill rapper is making a remix of the Leaving Cert poem on Spalpín Fánach. Niler Nine, who is a DJ of renown, isn't he, around the place. He says, this is class. Get your Irish paper twos at the ready. It's by Fade. He's a drill rapper who's offering his own twist on the Leaving Cert poem. He's rapping away in Irish to go on Spalpín Fánach, but he also has a shout out to his teacher, Ms. McKeown, on the track, which has been produced by Don't Choke. I love these names. Here's Fade.
Could I lay an ishka kurmach the screwed foppier, the trofa of the kistina, a bound a quid a.
Spalpín Fánach to Tom and Fada. The Chiasa Verma Chlanta Julian Drucker Mocker Modin. Sebalu Gana Raha Unlock the Feet Rina Gruppies. Sclair has peak and such a Gabraka reach the Glyph of my Anna. Satir Shot on Spalpín Fánach. Just remix a tune for the Ortesh. Been a song sound. So blessed when a new tune. Say less. And I hope that I don't mess. When I rise my pen and I rise my pad. You best get ready because the beat goes mad. When I breathe on the beat, I don't choke. My phone's ringing. Please hold. Heard the Shanos. It was so old. Remixed it. Made it stone cold. This attempt was really bold, but I'm too hot. I'm in go mode.
There you go. That's Fade, produced by Don't Choke, and it's all about on Spalpín Fánach. So did you get it? On Scrooge in the Heart Hist America. That's it. Close enough, was it? With Sheila on sound, who's a Gaeilge Leifa. You got a thumbs up. It was a reluctant one. There was a bit of a delay. Scrooge in the Heart Hist America. The Irish Arrels and the Owl Fellas pretend to be teenagers on the Irish tape. Oh, they may acknowledge on discotheque. He's going, you're 55. What are you doing with all these 17-year-olds? Anyway, good news maybe for Leaving Cert students and college students who are looking for the summer job. There's a whole heap of them out there. Job vacancies abound in bars, restaurants and hotels as Kerry tourism restarts for the season. According to the Irish Times, Killarney has a major job shortage. Depending on which jobs website you choose, there are up to 244 jobs available in Killarney right now. All but a handful are in catering. Many are labelled urgent and good English is required for most. Appeals for staff also over in Kenmare. And there's loads, bags and bags of jobs there to be got straight away. So, there's huge bookings and they need the staff. And that's what they're hoping, that it's all going to it's all going to work out for them. So if you can be no complaining at all about the lack of work. Now, very important news, I say, in this section, because The Guardian has this important item about the top gadgets, kitchen gadgets that you have in your house, but you don't really need. You don't need them at all. You bought them because you thought, now that would be great now for taking the misery out of pressing garlic and spiralizing vegetables, because I'm going to be very healthy and I'm never eating carbohydrates again. I'm going to spiralize the courgette or zucchini, if I want to be Italian about it. All right, Susan, you call them zucchinis, yeah? Because I'm very, very, yeah, I'm going to be fit, beach body for the summer, even though the beach is going to be lashing rain out in Mayo. But there you go. Yes. So a survey from tapwarehouse.com found that 41% of tagine owners never use the crockery, you know, the cone shaped crockery. They don't need it. You can just use a casserole dish. You don't need that thing. But the top useless things you have in your house, you know, no one ever uses an ice cream maker. Never indulge myself. Why would you? Why would you need to make your own ice cream? Like, it's the whole joy is going out and getting it yourself. A honey dipper. See, you know, the wooden thing, like kind of the beehive thing at the end, looks great, but you just use a spoon. Coffee bean grinders for all those people who think, yeah, I'm going to be a barista at home. I'm going to be amazing. I'm going to make my own lattes with oat milk. Oat milk. We pretend it doesn't take 50,000 litres to make almond milk, whatever you're doing. Coffee bean grinder doesn't work. Nothing is fine. You just buy the supermarket stuff. You'd be grand. And the garlic press. I have this and I was utterly convinced this would get all the garlic juice, but it's just useless because it all ends up in the thing and then you have to scoop it out and then your hands and you smell of garlic for the whole day. And all I'm ever dreaming of anyway when I'm cutting garlic is the scene in Goodfellas. And I'm going, I wonder what I think. Will I get a razor blade out? Like a little, you know, and do the, no, it's going to work. Spiralizer, you don't need that either. You just, what does it recommend? It says you just use a normal peeler, a Julienne peeler. Pasta machine, didn't know that existed, but don't get that. And poaching paraphernalia. Yes, I have loads of the, you've got the silicone molds, you've got everything here, but the article says you don't need anything but just a pot of water. No whirlpools, no vinegar. Tip in the egg close to the surface. Don't lob it in. Just tip it in close to the surface. And the electric juicer, had that, got rid of that on a day of de-hoarding. Somebody in the office suggests toaster bags, but I think they're still handy. They're still handy around the place, yeah. It's just you kind of going, there was a lot of cheese in this toaster. Can this really be used again? There was a lot of heavy cheese and it's, you know, it's sitting in the toaster. So it's all going in the, it's all for the second half of that. And I have a cut. If I'm sharing, like the kids, you cut it in half, but you keep the cheesy bit yourself. You hand off the other thing. Or you're kind of sharing in a Kyo's bag, 125 grams sort of pandemic kind of a way. 51551, by the way, is the text machine. They're already at it. A Garda bench. Will fellows who are issued with a bench warrant be allowed to sit on it? Right, very good. Maybe it will encourage them to hand themselves in for the next court sitting. Oh God, I was expecting a pun there. I got a bit serious at the end. What is this? Oliver, continuous, non-stop, heavy drizzle slash rain for the past 24 hours in West Kerry. Why can't forecasters call a spade and spade as the rain drips in spades? Okay, for the past few miserable days, we've heard a passing reference to light drizzle and no more than that. Are you really kind of saying the forecasters are not specifically describing the rain that you're experiencing? Because I think rain in Ireland is very much down to your lived experience, your very specific lived experience of, you know, the sky is on the ground and all of that. Now, moving along to arts and culture, very important announcement, because Liam Neeson and Neil Jordan are reuniting for the first time since Michael Collins. Controversial, I would say, film from kind of nostalgic now, 1997. But even Alec Rickman, the late Alec Rickman before he died, because I think he came to Trinity, didn't he, to receive an honorary something or other. And he says, if I knew more about Irish history, I probably wouldn't have agreed to play Dev in that sort of a way, the kind of constipated way, Michael. Do you know, particularly he's cowering in West Cork. They very strongly hinted that he orders the execution of Collins, and it seems to be in Cork at the time, and people are very upset about it. The historians are very upset about that because nobody really knows. Was it a ricochet? Was it not? I'm really getting off the topic here. Liam Neeson and Neil Jordan, yes, they've come together for a Philip Marlowe thriller. So Philip Marlowe, who was the detective created by Raymond Chandler, wasn't he? And but John Banville, writing as Benjamin Black, God, this is very confusing, has written a new book, The Black-Eyed Blonde. We know John Banville, that famously cheerful interviewee. Very, very, very happy man. So the Black-Eyed Blonde, yeah, that's the thing. It's set in the 1950s, a private detective. So Liam Neeson will be the private detective hired to find the ex-lover of a glamorous heiress, and Neil Jordan will direct. So you'll have loads of Liam Neeson growling, where did you put the guy? And we're going to put this movie out because I churn the movies out. I punch the movies as they're being released. And Neil Jordan's, there'll be lots of broody, very good soundtracks and sweeping cinematic stuff going on. Kind of nostalgic bit there, isn't it? Fun. There's loads of stuff being made in Ireland at the moment. There is, of course, the Enchanted Disney. That's the Disney sequel, which has got, which has been seen as a satire now as opposed to Princess Schmaltz increasingly. And a new RT drama, Hidden Assets, Disenchanted, Hidden Assets is being filmed at the moment. It's Angeline Ball, who is amazing. You remember her from The Commitments. And she's done lots of other stuff as well, so we shouldn't really be doing that. Anyway, it's been directed by Emmy-nominated Thaddeus O'Sullivan. And it's being made in County Clare. So some shooting was going on in Belgium, some in County Clare. Why? Because it's about a small town, a rich family apparently, dealing in diamonds. Yeah, sorry, here we go. There's a link between a wealthy Irish family's a stash of rough diamonds and a series of deadly bombings in Belgium. And it sounds very exciting indeed. And that's also being streamed on AMC's Acorn Network, which is a US-only streaming thing. And the biggest thing streaming there at the moment is Line of Duty at the minute. So they're in very good hands there. And that's along with Harry Wilde, because we spoke to Jane Seymour, which is also being made. So lots of stuff being made in Ireland right now. It's practically Irish arts and culture. But Bruce Springsteen, who we've adopted many times here, is back on Broadway. He's bringing his one-man show back to Broadway. Springsteen on Broadway. Springsteen on Broadway, even. And that's starting June 26th. It was streamed, wasn't it? He made it in his barn, I think, the version. And it was on Netflix or Apple or one of those things. Put it into justwatch.ie. You'll find where it is. And he's 15 songs. If that's your thing, it's very much my thing. And I'd very much enjoy that. Indeed, as I would the news from theentertainment.ie that Bill Bailey says he's writing a song for next year's Eurovision. Bill Bailey, who's brilliant and musical and very talented, very, very funny, has said he's writing. He's writing a Eurovision song. Is he taking the piss? We don't know. But if he did, it would probably be a very, very good song as well. And HBO are also saying there that they're not going to do Mayor of Easttown season 2. Thank God. It was a good thing. Leave it alone. Don't drag the arse out of it. It was fun while we enjoyed it. And we had good times. And Kate Winslet is amazing. Give her all the awards and all that kind of stuff. And we'll get along nicely. Thank you very much. It's 20 past nine. The text, as I say, 51551. The email is ryan@rte.ie, to do with Oscuelga. Good morning. And that's the Laz getting us all nice and set up. There she goes. Taste of the 90s there this morning. 51551 is the text number. Now, yesterday, you might remember an email from Michael who was talking about being skinny shamed, as it turned out, in all places, of a vaccination centre. Well, we got a great, huge reaction to that. Hi, Oliver. On the subject of being commented on, I was getting my flu vaccine with my husband and our two children in our GP surgery. As we walked in, I was getting us checked in. The nurse says, "Oh, you're so short. One adult and three children, is it?" And she laughed. It was so inappropriate, I couldn't even speak. When we got out, the children were furious at how she spoke. Like your email writer, Michael, "Yes, I know I am not tall at 5 foot. I'm okay with that, but please don't be so rude and disrespectful. Sadly, comments on my height are not unusual. I've been ignored, overlooked and belittled routinely. I've learned to deal with it, but I was very sad for my children to see this behaviour from someone who really should know better." Yes, you're absolutely correct. Someone else says, "My daughter cannot put on weight since her pregnancies and frequently experiences the same thing as I do on her behalf. Too thin? Is there anything wrong? You look miserable. She mustn't be eating. She actually eats more than I do and I'm not thin. She has one friend who's particularly critical and we would never comment on her shape or size," says that emailer. Well, you know, friend, you'd have to put in inverted commas if that's the way they're carrying on. And Oliver, "I have a muscle wasting condition since childhood. I'm now in my 60s. I get the same insulting remarks as your emailer, Michael. I get them from some doctors and nurses who don't know me when I attend hospital for my appointments. My GP's nurse for years always remarked on my skinny arms every time I had to have blood tests and flu vaccines," says D in North Dublin. And we've loads of comments as well. And we also have a female. She says she's a female in her early 30s. She's struggled throughout her late teens and early 20s with bulimia. Only recently she's begun to accept her body. Much of this is working on her mindset around food, finding that she loves weights and long distance running. She's a teacher. She returned to school after lockdown to have several colleagues tell me, "You've lost a power of weight. You definitely aren't eating any scones. Ha ha. Have you been trying to lose weight? You having a pick on you? It's completely unacceptable. I feel in Irish culture, it's normal to be met with these comments. These comments have left me questioning my body image all over again. But thankfully, I've built up enough resilience over the years to cope with this. But if it was a younger me, I may not have been. I think we need to remember a small comment can have a massive impact on people, as we just don't know their context. And that is absolutely true. And it's all whether people are commenting on their shape, their height, their size. It's all body shaming. And I mean, if you think you get comments and judgy looks for being allegedly too thin, imagine what the world is like for those who are seen as too heavy. So we never really get out of the schoolyard, basically, do we? We're stuck in there where you kind of you expect that kids are going to say stupid, unfiltered things before they learn. But then it turns out they may never learn. But look, you have to keep your head up. You have to love yourself and to feck with anyone who's trying to wreck your mind's palace. From that, remember the teacher in Angela's Ashes. Your mind is a palace, Frankie. Don't let them in. Don't let them break in. So stay as strong as you can. 51551 is the text number. We've been speaking to Ed O'Loughlin in studio about his fantastic book, This Eden. It is cyber thriller, spy novel. After the break.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, welcome back. 51551 is the text. I'm halfway through This Eden and it's a brilliant adventure. Congrats, Ed, says Col there. And Ed O'Loughlin is off there. Always nice to have someone in the studio to have a chat, a real chat about real stuff. On the vaccinators and people talking about the body shaming issues from a vaccinator on the issue of the remark on the thinness of an arm. If a person has thin arms, when giving the jab, one will hit off the bony arm as the deltoid muscle is thin. The remark was most likely made in that context and nothing to do with a person's general weight. Well, I think there's a way of saying that medically and going, yeah, there's a certain muscle to get, as opposed to going, look at these skinny arms and calling someone else in and going, have a look at how skinny the arms are. And the guy going home previously happy and going, am I really that thin? So, you know, in fairness, we take that with a pinch of salt. I was brought up never to make personal remarks, a wise convention, says this texter. Yes, here, here. And I attended the Aviva for a vaccine. Before the nurse administered the vaccine, she asked me, could I be pregnant? I reminded her I was 66 and she replied that she just had to ask the question. Okay, so it wasn't a body shaming issue. I didn't know where that text was going, but there we go. And someone says they can empathise with a listener from Kerry. Here in Galway and Mayo, the weather is rotten. It's like being at the bottom of a swamp since Monday afternoon, says Robert, who is crisscrossing between Galway and Mayo. But it's a very beautiful part of the swamp that we all live on at various times. And hopefully the weather will cheer up. And if not, sure, maybe this will cheer you up. Ah, the delightful sound of the early noughties and the Strokes and Last Night. Now, we're still talking about the skinny arms. This person said, Ryan at RTE.ie, I had the exact same comment made about my arms when I got the vaccine. I've had my slim physique commented on countless times. Remarks like you'll never have to worry about it in relation to getting clothes are very frustrating. I have challenges as well when it comes to buying clothes and very often I have to get them adjusted. Nobody would dare comment to anyone who is overweight. I don't have a sweet tooth. I don't pick between meals, which is also frequently commented on. Again, someone carrying weight who chooses to have a slice of cake is not remarked on out loud anyway, says Yvonne. Although I think some of the people might well say they're commented on and judged, and people going, all right, now you're having that, another bit of that, another bit of this. So anyway, body positivity, everyone. Keep the stupid remarks to yourself and let's all just get along, please. And the messages are still coming on the skinny shaming issue. Good morning, Oliver. I had an experience similar to some of your listeners at a party. A friend suggested to my husband that he should take his scarecrow wife and feed her. I was thin, but that remark stays with me 40 years later, says Ellen. Isn't that amazing that somebody makes a glib comment which they think they're being absolutely hilarious? And the barb, the spear of the insult, sticks with someone for 40 long years. Well, I wonder if that friend is still a friend. And, you know, maybe just saying these things and texting us and hearing it out loud might be part of the cleansing that you need to shake it off and look at our lives. And like I say, love yourself and to hell with everyone else out there and what their stupid comments are. Now, just before we go, please wish the Irish ladies hockey team the best of luck against Spain today. Yes, that's on RTE2 television at 11:30, says Anna. Hersportsport.ie, which we've talked about before, we'll cover all of that as well, which is always very well looking to look at indeed. It's nearly 10 o'clock, so we'll say good morning to you. Chat again tomorrow. Damien O'Reilly is next. He's in for Clare Byrne.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.